Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes. Excellent selection by Charlie today. December 5th, 1933, the end of Prohibition. So music related to drinking songs today. I enjoyed this story over the weekend from our guest, Tim Miller, who's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I have to clean it up just a little bit. No, you do not have a constitutional right to post Hunter Biden's you-know-what pick on Twitter. So who is Tim Miller? Tim was an Iowa staffer for John McCain in the presidential primaries. Obviously, John McCain losing, winning the nomination, but losing to Barack Obama. Then he was the National Press Secretary for John Huntsman in 2012, switched over to Mitt Romney as Mitt came up short to Barack Obama. He was a senior advisor to Jeb Bush. So he is a Republican. He also has spoken out as for sure a never-Trumper for Donald Trump, including a book on Mr. Trump, which we will detail. So when I saw everything tied, Tim, to what Elon Musk, Matt Taibbi, Hunter Biden, and Donald Trump were a part of, I wanted to reach out to somebody who could describe it, could provide an opinion on it. And when I read your story, I thought, let's try to get Tim on the air. So I appreciate you joining us. For the person who wants to be objective, okay, who isn't just so far to the right and so far to the left that they got their echo chamber, and no matter what happens, no matter how many facts are presented to them, they won't waver. But they're objective. How should they look at what was released by Musk and the role that, you know, longtime journalism, a controversial journalist, but Matt Taibbi, and what Taibbi put out on Twitter?
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for having me. And we try to be an outlet for that exact type of reader at the Bulwark.
So, absolutely.
If people like what I have to say, hopefully they can come by and check out more of our stuff. But look, on this story, I think that there were some things to be rightly upset about that Twitter did, particularly the throttling of the New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, people got to put themselves back in that time when that story came out. You know, Fox News had turned it down because it seemed suspicious. The Wall Street Journal had turned it down because it seemed suspicious. So it wasn't just like liberals thought it was suspicious. It felt really suspicious. It has since turned out that that was, in fact, his laptop. And so I think that Twitter got out over its skis by not allowing people to post that link back in during the 2020 campaign. But here's the thing. The old CEO, before Musk came in, Jack Dorsey, already apologized for that. They fixed it within 2 days. People were allowed to start posting it 2 days later. The whole time people could have posted it on Facebook or Google or Snapchat or any of the other social medias that they use. The old CEO apologized, said we are wrong on that. And so that's all old news. The new stuff that Elon and Matt Taibbi dropped this weekend was about how Twitter had deleted certain tweets that people sent about the laptop. But if you go look at all the tweets, they're all Hunter Biden porn. And I won't use some of the colorful language I used in the article.
Yes.
Family radio show.
Right.
But so maybe there are other things that Elon and Matt Taibbi have. They'll release in future drops. But all that was released this weekend, as using as examples of Twitter being biased, was porn. And you don't have a right to post Hunter Biden's naked pictures on the internet and not have a private company take them down. Like that's standard. That is across the board. Trust me, I promise you. If Jeb's kid's laptop got stolen and there were some naked pictures on there, I would have emailed Twitter and said, could you please take these naked pictures down? Like, that is not a – there's no bias here. That's not a – you don't have a constitutional right. That's not a free speech issue. If you're on a private site and you want to post someone else's naked pictures, the private site can take them down. So that is where I think that they were really overhyped.
Yeah. So let me go back to the first part you said. For the Republicans out there, and I'm not looking at my text line right now, but I guarantee you they're saying – wait a second, you're missing the point that leading up to the election, this was suppressed. This is an example of the liberal agenda, that the Biden campaign was able to do this, and Twitter went along, and they wouldn't have done the same if this was a Republican story. To those folks who believe that, what do you say?
I think they're probably right that Twitter wouldn't have done this if it was Donald Trump. Look, the staffers at Twitter tend to be more liberal. Like, we have a polarized society now, and so there have to be checks on that. My point is that there were checks on it. It got fixed in 2 days, and if anything, I think it probably drew more attention to the Hunter Biden laptop story. I don't know if people know about real censorship regimes in China, but you don't actually learn about things, right? They shut it down from everywhere. There's something called the Streisand effect, where Twitter kind of messed up, I think, and they were criticized so much that it drew more attention to the laptop. So there was plenty of, if you wanted to know about the laptop before the election, there were plenty of places you could find out.
Well, including the New York Post, right? I mean, the New York Post isn't exactly. I think New York City is a reasonably sized city.
One of the biggest papers in the country.
Yeah, I mean, when some of the other prominent conservative outlets, and you named it, when the Wall Street Journal and Fox News, Tim, just me doing my silly little radio show, when they both push back, I would cite that here on the show and say, now, wait a second. They have so much more of a staff and the ability to try to determine the credibility of this. And if they're saying no, I'm skeptical. So as you alluded to it, it's not like it was every conservative outlet on the planet was saying, hey, this is legit. This is going to change things. A lot of other ones didn't buy it initially.
And they turned out to be wrong. And by the way, that was reasonable. Humans are fallible, right? It's just like, how are we supposed to know? It's a very weird story. A random blind laptop repairman in Delaware.
Right.
Says that he has Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yes.
Who knows? Okay, I think there was good, and there was good reason to believe. And they also weren't willing to show journalists certain parts of the laptop. It was only initially. Later they did, but initially there were only certain parts they were showing. It all stunk. It seemed very suspicious. And so, okay, it turned out to be real. But that's how the journalism process works. A couple days later, other outlets wrote about it. I think it's fair to criticize certain outlets for bias from time to time. But, in this situation, there was initial bias, and then they fixed it. And plenty of people have heard about Hunter Biden's laptop. Here we are talking about it.
Tim's story is in the Bulwark. I check Bulwark out on a regular basis. I think it's very good. This story, and again, I can't repeat all of it, but I think if you're listening to our conversation, what we're talking about. No, you do not have a constitutional right to post Hunter Biden's you-know-what pic on Twitter. So Taibbi is taking a fair amount of criticism from journalists, and let's be honest, more liberal journalists. How would you evaluate what Taibbi did and what is fair criticism towards him and what is not?
Yeah. Well, look, you don't have to be a snarky jerk. So I think some people have been snarky jerks about him. And then maybe that is about kind of petty rivalry, interjournalism rivalries that nobody cares about. Here's what I say, just looking at it. He took this entire dump of emails straight from Elon Musk, and he hasn't really seemed to demonstrate a lot of critical thinking about it. Like, he just dropped a lot of it on Twitter. I don't think that they realized even that all of these links were just Hunter Biden porn. They seemed to kind of rush this thing out. Elon said, hey, it's coming up in 60 minutes, and then it was an hour late, and then they were pushing it out there. And so, he also put on his Substack that he, in order to get the exclusive on this, he had to agree to some conditions, and he didn't say what those conditions were.
Right.
So that was kind of suspicious. So, I think that he shaded this context to make this seem more controversial than it is. That's something a lot of journalists do, by the way, across the ideological aisle. You want attention on your story. So that's my fair criticism of him. I just think that what he has here is a big relitigation of something that Twitter had already apologized for on the New York Post story, and then some new stuff that's kind of not a big deal. Maybe there's more stuff in the more emails. He said there's more stuff coming. Maybe he has better stuff in the future. But based on what he's got, it was really overhyped. And I think that he's preying on people's misunderstanding of like how this process works to make it seem more nefarious than it is.
Tim Miller is our guest, prominent role with John McCain, John Huntsman, Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush. His story from The Bulwark. Let's also mention his book, which I am going to seek out after our conversation here. Why We Did It, A Travelogue from the Republican Road to Hell. All right, well, the leader of that drive to hell is Donald John Trump. As usual, the 45th president, calm, measured, reasonable response on Truth Social. Once this came out on Twitter, Donald Trump said, a massive fraud of this type, of this magnitude, allows for the termination of all rules, regulation, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. So Donald Trump is saying, toss the Constitution out and put me back in the White House. Somehow, I don't think this surprises you, me, or anyone who has observed the former president since he came down the escalator some 7 years ago.
No, it's madness. It's madness. And I implore conservative listeners to just like try to separate yourself from the anger towards anti-Trumpers and just think, in 2014, before all this craziness happened, if a former president had suggested that we need to rip up the Constitution,
correct,
because people had been unfair to him,
yes,
I think they would have that would have been totally unimaginable and outrageous and condemned by everyone, especially conservatives.
For sure.
And yet, because of Donald Trump has this hold over the party still, people seem afraid to speak out about it. And I just think it's pathetic, and man, it's long past time to move on from him.
You can't even get people who will call him out and say, this is wrong, this is absurd, to get them then, Tim, to say, I won't vote for him. This is one of the worst things I've seen. Of course, this will never happen. But wait a sec, if he's on the ballot in 2024, are you now telling me you'll never vote for him? Wait a second, I didn't say that. I mean, come on. I mean, you should have some level of credibility to say, no, I'm not going to vote for Biden. I understand that if you're a conservative, but I can assure you, I'm also not going to vote for Donald Trump. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I know, and it's crazy. And in 2016, I didn't vote for him. I voted for Hillary, despite being a longtime Republican, because I saw this coming. But I understand if you didn't see it coming. You thought that maybe he'd be presidential. At this point, there are people storming the Capitol with Trump flags. He's saying explicitly he wants to tear up the Constitution. Like, just say no. The old Nancy Reagan motto. Let's just say
correct.
No on this, okay? It's time to move on. And like you said, our group, Republican Voters Against Trump, that we ran in 2020, was just for this. It was to talk to Republicans and say, hey, you can vote for Republicans down ballot. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. You don't have to. You can write somebody in.
Yep.
But let's just say no to this guy. And I think that made some difference. There were certain places where Republicans did do better down ballot than on the top of the ticket. And so, man, if you can't do that now, I don't know what to tell you.
Tim, really good stuff. We'll reach out again. Thank you so much for coming on. Again,
check out
Tim's excellent work with the Bulwark. Appreciate it, sir. Let's wrap up this hour in a moment here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.